Simin Reish Beis Sifches through Yudalid and Simin Reish Beis Hashem Yitzbarach. The Machaber says in Reish Beis Ches Dvash Azov Mitzmar Mevarach Alav Shakol V'chein Al Mashkin Ayitim Mikol Minei Peris Chutz Mizeitim Anovim Mevarach Shakol. Machaber Paskins like the Purush Gemara that Dvash Azov Mitzmar is Shakol, not like the Bahag. That's Metadid, that Dafka fits more with water. V'chein al mashkin ayitim mikol minei peris. So too, all juice that comes out of fruit, all fruit juice, is shahakol. The machaber is soisim, and he's not machalik between any other fruits. It's mashma that whether it's darkoi, whether it's not darkoi bakach, nevertheless, all schitas mei peris is going to be shahakol. He doesn't even, he's not machalik between different types of citrus fruits and other fruits. The Machaber did have, the Machaber Nechal Shabbos discussed as lemons and other things. It's not that they didn't have fruits like that. I know about oranges, exactly how I presume in Tzfas they did, but nothing, no chiluk and bechlal are made. It's mashma that no matter what, you're mevarich shahakol. The Sharatzin speaks it out, the Hedya. He says, even oisin perish areva chilosin ade ischito, that's a Rashi and the Varchon remains chitas and kamoisan. According to the Rashba, and Echonami, the Bracha is going to be an eighth, but according to the Rosh, the Rosh was mechalik between schita and bishul, that the tam of the pri only comes out aydei bishul, not aydei schita. And Ramel, according to the Rosh, the mashmois is going to be that in all scenarios, the juice that comes out of fruit is going to be shahakol. V'chein sosum ha-mechaber le-kamon. Says the Sharatzin that the mechaber was seisim like that in Reish Hei. V'efshir derak mitam sveika sosum hochi. Debircha shahakol bevada yotak vada yotze. Says maybe it's only Tam Safik that he would say something like the Rosh and not like the Rajba. Dainu it's a Safik whether you're passing like the Rajba or the Rosh. Therefore we go Misafik the Kula. Now it's a little bit hard to understand how to say that it's not Mikayach Safik. L'chura and Sif Yud, the Machaber brings down here by us, brings down the Machlekes between the Rajba and the Rosh, and he says something like the Rajba. And he brings down the Rosh as the Yeshirim. How could he say that when he says something like the Rosh and Sif Reish Hei, it's Midin Vadai, L'chura over here, he says something like the Rajba, Midin, he says that the halacha is like the Rashba. It's mashmar in both places. He goes lekula and he makes a shakel. It's hard to say that it should be esteem of midin vada. It's a chur, it's only midin safik. So that's the way that the Mishnah Berurah paskins. And he says, the whole pas misafik, you should make, it's a, even though it's a eitz according to the Rashba, according to the Rosh, lechur, it's going to be a shakel. And therefore, we're going to make a shakel to be a lekuli alma. The Chazon Ish, portion of it is brought down on the back. He, in Lamed Gimel, I say at the end, he says that we have no raya that the Rosh is chalik in such a case. The Rosh only discussed fruit that it's not the derech of rave of them to be squeezed. But fruit that the derech of rave of the fruit is to be squeezed, then Ken Zayin, even the Rosh is going to be maskim, that the bracha is going to be kamaisa. And since we don't have a hechrech to say that there's a machlekes, so why is it there's a machlekes? It's better than that we might have a machlekes. And since we know according to the Rashba that when it's the derech, the bracha is the eighth, then the chur, even according to the Rosh, we should say that. Not only that, the Chazon Ish in that shtickle a little bit earlier, he says it especially with regard to oranges, ukedeme, where the entire orange basically is, it's not like an apple where there's lots of pieces. If you ever juiced an apple, you'll see that there's a lot that comes out the back that is not the out of the juicer, which is not liquid. As opposed to orange, also there is pieces, but much less, most of the orange, basically the entire orange, is really going into the cup. He says, basically you're taking the orange and sticking it into a cup in a liquid form. Basically what he says, and then Mimela, he says, that's really like Pavidla, that Maker Adin, the Ramah says, is Ha'eitz. It's another reason to say Ha'eitz. Not only that, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that the only reason that we make a ha'eitz on shemen and betzem wine also we make a gofen, but betzem the bracha is ha'eitz if not for the chashivas, is because those things are not lo daita the hachi, as opposed to a daita to squeeze them, as opposed to the regular fruits it's zeyabamu because not lo daita the hachi. The mashmois would be that if it is not lo daita the hachi, then in the chanami the bracha would be ha'eitz for these squeezed fruits, for the juice that comes out of these fruits, which would mean that lachur by oranges, especially orange juice in America, even here, Lachur, they probably have fields, orchards that are planted for that. Definitely in America, that's the case. That they have orchards, complete orchards that are, entire orchards that are solely for the sake of squeezing oranges. Lachur, there's a good reason to make a Brei Pre Eitz on that. According to the Chazon Ish, Ken Zayin, there's no machlokes in the Rosh and the Rashba. Not only that, an orange, specifically a citrus fruit, the entire fruit goes inside. And more than that, it's not Lodai Tadahachi. However, they're made, I think Reb Chaim Shlita was made, that the Chazon Ish L'Maaseh himself did not make the bracha of eitz on, even though he was mitaleh like that, he did not make an eitz on freshly squeezed juice, whether it was orange juice or grapefruit juice, which could be the grapefruit juice is even more, depending on what that it's used for squeezing. Nevertheless, L'Maaseh, the Minhag Olam, certainly is that way to make a shahakol in it. However, L'Chorah, if you have a apple and a cup of orange juice, then L'Chatchila L'Chorah, you should make a shahakol on the orange juice first before the apple. If you did not, and you made an ha'itz on the apple first, L'Chorah, you could still make a brach of shahakol on the orange juice. Certainly, your kavan was not to patter it up. It's kilos of your kavan al-hedi, not that way, L'Chorah. You're just making on the apple. But L'Chatchila L'Chorah, there's definitely makom to be choshish, because al pi the sugyo, it's not so pasher b'chlal, b'frat that it's machlekes rishonim. Even according to the Mishnah Berurah that says the pasim shakol, it's only misafik pashas that he passes that way. According to the Rashba, b'pashtis, you're yetzu with the eitz. So the same way that he tells you to make a shakol misafik also you should not make a eitz beforehand on your apple, because maybe you're going to patel your orange juice. The chatchila, to go ahead and make a shakol on something else, either make a shakol on the juice first, or make a eitz on the apple and make it patered up with a different shakol. Once again, l'chor b'di evid, if you didn't do that, and you already made a eitz on the apple, you could still make a shakol on the juice. It's kilu, probably your das is lahedi, not that way. That's if you're taking a cup of tropical orange juice. Now, what's the story if you take a piece of orange, some people cut it up into slices, and then they stick the slice into their mouth and they chew, or they suck out the juice. Or if you take a straw, I don't think you can really do it, even though they show in the container that maybe you could, take a straw and stick it into the orange, and try squeezing out a little bit of juice. The question is, what's the story of that? Do we look at that? That's much different than the original case, where you actually squeezed it out into a cup or into a container, and now it's a juice. The question is, if you're sucking the juice from the actual fruit, what's the halacha in that case? So, it's machlokes achronim. We saw over here in Simin, Reish Beis Sifches, Reb Kiva Eger in his Agoyis here, brings down the Pri Chodesh, who says that in Echanami, the bracha is eight. Not only that, he says that the shear for a bracha achrein is going to be kezayis. It has a shear machila. It has a shear, it's not a shtiyo. It's not a berevius. The shear is a kezayis, because Besma has a din of achila. And therefore, you're taking it straight out of the fruit, and therefore, the bracha is going to be ha'eitz. However, the Mebino, other achreinim, they nemon that l'chor, there's no difference. Kokama that it's Zeya Ba'alma, it's not going to make a difference, and it's a Shahakol regardless. Now, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah is not Mesiachas to this question, as far as I know. He does mention it slightly, this idea, later on in the Siman by sugarcane, where he says, V'chena Moitzitz. It's talking about in the Mechaber, that's talking about V'chena Moitzitz Kanim Mesukai Shahakol, says the Mishnah Berurah, Gamkin Mitamanal, Da'kona Ba'atzma Hu Eitz Ba'alma. You can't eat the actual sugar cane. Says it's no better to suck out the juice from the actual cane than if you squeezed it and then you drank it. However, which would be mashma that lachar, there's no difference between sucking and squeezing. However, over there he's talking about a case where you can't actually eat the fruit. So it's not such a varaya, because there's no way to say that it gets the bracha of the fruit when the fruit itself doesn't have a bracha, because you can't eat the fruit. But in a case where you do have the ability to eat the fruit, so maybe when you take a piece of orange and you suck out the juice, it's kilu as if you're eating the fruit, and the bracha would be a eitz. La'alach le'maiso, it sounds like many poiskim went like the Kaf HaChaim, the Ben Ishchai. Rav Ozner is mitzayin it. He has a goyis in the Shulchan Aruch, and Chelek Aleph at the back, he has some hagoyis that he wrote in the Shulchan Aruch. On this halacha, he's mitzayin to the Kaf HaChaim. Whether he passes or not clear, but Imam Rashi brings down the chilek that the Kaf HaChaim brings down for the Ben Yishchai, and that is, it really depends on how you suck it out. If you stick it into your mouth, he says, and you chew on it, you chew on the piece of orange, and you're through that, you're getting out the juice, even though Be'etzem, you're not taking any more parts of the orange than the juice itself with your chewing. Nevertheless, that's like a Ma'is V'Achilo, that's a Le'isa, that's a chewing, and you're going to make a ha'etz. However, if you just suck it out, then the halacha is going to be that it's going to be a shahakol. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos says a very similar thing. When he's talking about Hilchos Chita, so he says that if you suck a fruit, then lachor, it's not a problem with Chita. He says, however, with Zeisim HaNovim, Yesh la'ayin. You should be careful with that. Nevertheless, he says that, thank you, he says, in Simin Shin Chof, he says that there's even by grapes, he says the best thing is to refrain from sucking out from the fruit itself. There he says, however, it's mistaber that afilu b'zeisim anovim ein lahachmir rak shu derech yinika levad. However, it's only yesh lahachmir only if it's derech yinika. What does that mean? Dahainu shemoytet seisam ve'inim esimim l'seich piv. That's they're outside of your mouth and you're just sucking on it. He says, however, if you stick it into your mouth, that's already derech meichel. There he means to say derech meichel, not derech schit. He's talking about hilchos Shabbos. But the rayon, the svara to be mechalik, he's saying once you stick it into your mouth, then we could already reckon it to be considered a ma'isa achila. It's not outside of your mouth and you're just sucking on. You actually put it into your mouth and you're chewing down on it. Even if at the end of the day you're going to take out whatever's left and throw it into the garbage can. Once you're doing that, it already has a din of the fruit, and you would make a ha'etz. Now, Letzion says something interesting. He says, with regard to grapes, that if you suck on a grape, that the Zeis HaBracha brings it down the halacha. He says, if you suck on a grape, he says that, in Echanami, since it's a derech, even though he wanted to say that it's a shahakal for everything else that you suck on, however, if it's outside of your mouth, l'chara, if it's inside your mouth and you're chewing it, like we said, it's going to get the eight. However, with regard to grapes, even if it's outside your mouth, since grapes are mu'ad for the juice which comes out of them, therefore you make a eight on it, even in such a case. Which is l'chidosh a little bit, which comes out that there's a time that l'chadchila, the bracha to make on grape juice, is a eight. Be'etzem, l'chura, the only thing, only bracha that we know that they're, it's machlek zushenim, even. If they were maskia, the bracha on grape juice and wine from a ha'etz and they made it into a gofen. According to what we're saying now, there is a case where you're going to still have to make a eitz lechatchila, even according to the shitas lechora that say Mishabur is not machriya. Mishabur says that if a person made a eitz on wine, the medievet is it was yetzer. He shouldn't make a bracha. It's machlekes yishenim, but he's not machriya what the halach is. Here it sounds like he's saying that you should make a bracha lechatchila haeitz on the sink. I guess it doesn't have the chashivas of wine because the mice you didn't squeeze it into a cup. However, to say that it doesn't have chashivas, it does, and therefore it's going to be a eitz. That's what he said. That which would come out that if you make goblin eyes, as was one of the questions on the page, that you peeled your grapes and you start sucking them. So if you stuck it into your mouth, l'chura, for sure in that case, you should make a ha'et. L'chura, according to this, you would never make a goffin, unless it's mamish squeezed into a cup. However, with the other fruits, unless you stick it into your mouth, you're not going to, according to the Zeis HaBracha by grapes, whether it's in your mouth or even outside your mouth, the standard fruit, if you suck on it, you should make a shahakol. Unless you stick it into your mouth and chew down on it, then and to extract the juice, then the bracha would be ha'etz. What's the story with coconut milk? Coconut milk is different than the standard juice in the fact that it's totally mifkar pakir, not chaburi mikhbar. It's much less attached to the actual fruit. Then it's not attached at all to the actual fruit, really. If you smash down the coconut, you'll see that there's juice that just comes out from the inside. It wasn't even inside the actual coconut, in the flesh of the coconut. It's inside the middle of the coconut. Now, it's different than, for sure different than an apple, and even less attached to the fruit than an orange, than citrus fruits. There, maybe we could tie now that it's not considered Zeyb Alma. This is growing on the tree. It's not coming out of the fruit. When it comes out of the fruit, so the ikr is the fruit, when you squeeze it, what's squeezed is considered Zeyb Alma, because that's not the ikr. The ikr is the fruit. But over here, you can't say that this didn't come out of the fruit. This was sitting inside. It grew on the tree. The juice grew on the tree. And therefore, maybe the bracha should be ha'etz in such a case. So, the truth is, Machlokes Achronim, the Ginas Vrodim, he brings down, that the Kav HaChaim brings this down. Quotes again as well, and he says, Zeinu Chanami, the bracha is eitz. However, the Ben Ish Chai named on that the bracha is shahakol. That's how the Kav HaChaim went l'maisa, it sounds like. And the Zeinu bracha says, Safik brachas, Memeh, the Safik brachas, you go to Kula. And therefore, you should make a shahakol. And I think that is the bracha that people make on coconut milk, is l'maisa, they do make a shahakol. That's the minig. To make a shahakol, it's a Safik brachas, and one should make a shahakol. At the end of the day, we're going to see, maybe you say that we're going to say later on when it comes to Bechlal, to the whole Indian of coffee and tea, that at the end of the day, for the most part, the minhag olam is to make on any liquid, just about, is to make a shakal. Just about, except for grape juice. And But aside from that, Kiloshim HaTesis on Daf Lamed Ches, Al Shtiyam Avarach Shakol. If that's the Gears of Tesis, Mashal changes it, but that's according to the third Teres of Tesis, Al Shtiyam Avarach Shakol, and that is Lamaisa the Minig Oilam, to make a Shakol. Now, one last halacha, which is really not negiah to the Sif, but it's negiah to Reish Dalin, the other type of Dvash, standard honey, which is bees' honey. The Machaber says in Reish Dalin, Sif Yod, Dvash, Devarim, Rei, Kushar, Dvash, Veinu, Mavarach, Alav, Ela, Shakol. It's like regular honey, and you only Mavarach Shakol. What's the other choice? What could you have been Mavarach? What's the possibility to make a different bracha like Sefer Shakol? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, I could have thought that the bracha is the eighth. It says, even those that hold by Dvash Tvarim that the bracha is the eighth, like the Bahag, Moidu b'dvash dvarim that it's not a eighth. The afagav the dvarim machnisim may perish the seich gufon umoytetzin mehen. Even though the bees take in, they suck the fruit juice into their body. Aydei zenasa advash, and through that the honey is made. Mikomokum ein tam a peris nirgash klal ba dvash. Nevertheless, the tam of the peris is not nirgash in the dvash, which is a little bit tamua. And let's say it was nirgash in the dvash, then you wouldn't make the bracha. Fractormation and Shuvah, he says, Tzarechin, what do you mean? Even by May Paris, even when you squeeze a fruit, you don't make the bracha of the fruit. Certainly, this may, if the honey, which has maybe etvas a little taste, certainly you're not going to make the bracha of the fruit. L'chor, all they got was the juice out of it. They didn't get the actual fruit. They got the juice of the fruit. That's the case. It should be l'chor no different than a regular case of May Paris, that the bracha is going to be shakol. Says Ramesha, maybe he's madamit, he says tzarchin, it's just a kodachik, but maybe he's madamit like the Rosh says, like it's perish abishlan. This is the perish abishlan, you get the actual, that's the tam of the fruit as opposed to squeezing it. And the bee maybe gets the tam of the fruit as opposed to the squeezed flavor, which is not the same thing. And therefore, I would have thought to make a eitz kamash melana. Lamaisa, that certainly is the minug, is we make a shahakol on regular honey. Sif test. Seifei Anovim, the Mishnah Berurah says, means that Anovim Kidvonios. Stav, by the way, in modern day Hebrew, Stav is fall. However, in Chazal, Stav is winter. Stav is winter. We saw it in Brachas earlier that Ben Yishchai, it's called Ben Yishchai, Sheshovar Tviri Digzizo. The Shalig, the Toval, the Gemara says, on Daf Chof, on Daf Yud Tesamid Beis, that Ben Yoyada broke the pieces of ice, and on a day in the Stav, it didn't mean in the fall, it meant in the winter. That's stamped, it is Negea to a bunch of different things that also the Salacha. It means grapes that are not there in the fall, it means grapes that are there in the winter. That even when they made it to the winter, they're not nizbashol la'ilam, and therefore the brachas are going to be shakol. Yesh la'ayin, what's the story with, somebody told me that this happened, I saw this on somebody was giving a shir about this, and it actually happened to me this year. The halacha is that you're not allowed to, during Shemitah, you're not allowed to prune your, one of the only malachas daraisas, there's four malachas daraisas on Shemitah, four maybe five, one of them is zmira. Zmira means to prune. You prune, you're not allowed to prune your trees on Shemitah. So what they do is, that there shouldn't be an issue of the grapevines, they prune them all before Shemitah. Right before Rosh Hashanah, they prune them. Now, what happens when you prune trees sometimes is that it causes them to rejuvenate a little bit, and they start flowering, and they start producing fruits. So even though grapes only generally grow in the summer, right after Pesach, however, if you prune the tree before the winter, sometimes it'll grow fruits. And that's what happened. We did that. We have a grapevine, and we did the week before Rosh Hashanah, we pruned the grapevine. And sure enough, we got grapes. Is that Anovim Sidvonios? Is that winter grapes? We have the grapes there on the vine ready to be eaten. Anybody wants their Shemitah grapes, you can come. But you have to be Mechal them because they're revived. But the question is, what bracha do you make on them? What bracha do you make on these? Are these Shehakol or not? L'chura, the Mashmois is, it's only when they left on, and they never got ripe, they stayed the entire time. A ripe fruit will fall off when it's ripe. One of the amazing things in the Bria is that not only does the fruit change colors when it's ripe, we have purple grapes. They turn purple all the way at the end. They're green for 2 months, and then the last week they turn purple, and if you don't take them off, they'll start falling off by themselves. If they don't start falling off, that means that they never became ripe. If they never became ripe, then they're anovim sidvonios, and therefore the bracha is shakol. However, these, the churro, very possible. I guess I should wait to see whether they turn colors. But it could be that these are not anonymous, even they're growing in the winter, but l'chur, their bracha should be ha'eitz. I'm just wondering what bracha it is. Is there anybody help me out? To let me know. I would have thought that l'chur and l'chanami, that such fruits, since this is the time that they grew l'chatchila, then in l'chanami the bracha would be ha'eitz. Interesting, b'chlal, the bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why they're shahakol is because says the reason why you make a shakel on them is because they're not better than what comes out of it. They're not aimed for wine, so therefore they're aimed for chemitz. Chemitz is shakel, so therefore they're not going to be better than what comes out of them. Why not? Every standard fruit is much better than what comes out of it. Every fruit is an eighth, and what comes out of it is a shakel. Why is over here a difference? Because these are grapes. And grapes, usually, it produces wine. So this time it didn't. It should be like a regular fruit. In a chanami, it only produces chaymitz, but what's the reason why its bracha shouldn't be an eighth? Not exactly clear, you have to say, because from the fact that it can't produce what it's supposed to produce, then it doesn't have the regular din of a pri, and therefore it's shahakol. So that's the bracha you make on these grapes, is shahakol. Sif yud. Pirish ha-sharnu bishlam b'mayim, af mish nichnas tam ha-pri b'mayim, inam ha-varach leis ha-mayim, el ha-shahakol. Barash kasav d'efshish im nichnas tam ha-pri b'mayim, this is the machlekes of the Rashi and the Rosh, which takes us through a bunch of different sifim over here, Yod, Yud Aleph, and Simran Reish Hei, as well, Sif Beis, Gimel. The Rashi holds that the only time that we make a Brei Pri Ha'etz on a fruit that's either cooked or squeezed, if it's the Derech. It doesn't make a difference if it's cooked, it doesn't make a difference if it's squeezed, it doesn't make a difference if it's the fruit, it doesn't make a difference if it's a vegetable. If it's the Derech to squeeze, cook, the fruit that way, then or vegetable, then the halacha is going to be that it's going to be an eighth. The Rosh, on the other hand, says no. Only, there's no difference between l'chur, there's no difference, efshir. There's no difference between fruits and vegetables. The difference is between squeezing and cooking. When you squeeze a fruit, the halacha is that it's shahakol, because you don't have tam of the pri. When you cook the fruit, the halacha is that it gets the bracha of the fruit. Ha'eitz by pri ha'eitz, and adama by pri adama. The Beit Yosef took a one step weiter. This was not mentioned in the Rashi or the Rosh, and he says that if you soak it, it's also going to have the same halacha as if you cook it. Nira, that was the Nira of the Beis Yosef. Kavish kimavoshel, and it's going to get the same halacha. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, where is this halacha negea? So, it's not so negea by the standard fruit, because the standard fruit, the derech isn't really to be mavashel them also for the water, also for the fruit. However, where it really does come up, l'chur, is prune juice. Prune juice that the Mishnah Berurah himself discusses it already. He says, l'inin flumin, flumin are plums, which are yuvashim, which are dried out. Prunes are dried out plums. Kosav achaya odom, the medina shegedelim sham harbe, mistamen natilu beruba adait al yavshon, mimkein brechosin shal reitzvon, brei priya eitz. Says the Mishnah Berurah that if you have something that is cooked and it's the derech to cook it, then the halacha is going to be that the bracha is ha'eitz l'kuli alma. According to the Rashba, it's the derech. And according to the Rosh, it's being cooked. So therefore, l'chura, that's the case with prune juice. Prune juice is not squeezed prunes. Prune juice is prunes that are cooked. And the juice is the prune juice. And it's used as a laxative there, generally. As the Chai Adam points out in Ishmael Sadam, discusses it. And nevertheless, l'chura, the halacha should be that it should be a brei pri eitz. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Hei says that the only time that we're going to say that it gets our eighth is that if you have intention also to eat the fruit that's being cooked. If you don't have intention to eat the fruit that's being cooked, and your intention is just for the water, then it's mavur in the Shuvah Sarajba, in the Shuvah Sarash, that's not enough. According to the Rambam, that's enough. You have to have intention for the liquid. However, according to the Rosh, you have to have intention also to eat the fruit. The Mela, Benegea to prunes, since it's not the derech to eat the fruit afterwards, therefore, the people that make the prune juice, they're not intending to eat the prunes, therefore, even though it's made with intention of getting the juice, and it's a derech, nevertheless, the bracha on the prune juice is going to be shahakol. And I heard that from Berkowitz also, he said that, the bracha would be shahakol. Because of that. Not only that, Yesh Lion, what the story with prunes are. Do prunes get better or do prunes get worse when you cook them by themselves? You have to know also, the only time that it's going to be get a eighth is if the fruit itself still tastes good after you cook it. The question is, what's the story with prunes? Do they taste better after you cook them or not? I know people make plum and simis. They make prunes together with carrots and other types of things. However, and sugar and pineapple. But that's cooked together with other things, and it tastes better. But in a case where you're cooking it just by itself in water, which is the gauge according to tastes, how we pass in la'alocho, then l'chur, it could be that it gets worse, and if it gets worse, then the brach would be shakal, then anyhow, the brach would be shakal. So that is the minik. The minik is to make a shakal. And Moshe actually writes this in Tshuva, Yerodei Achelik Beis, Simon Chofei. Says, the minik ha'olam is to be mevarach shakal al mei bishum shakal ha'peris. Al pi tesis, he quotes tesis, tesis says, al ashtim mevarach shakal. Memela, the bracha would be on all mei peris that are cooked, would be shakal. According to that, even if you cook apples, what we had here 2 weeks ago, that we cooked our apples and we had juice, that even if you want a taina that the derech is to cook apples for the juice as well, the derech is to cook the apples, nevertheless, and you had intention also for the apples and also for the water, nevertheless, the minhag ha'olam is to make a shakal regardless on all the juice. Now, what's the story with coffee and tea? Coffee and tea are both mentioned here in the Berahit and the Shari Tshuva. For some reason, once again, the Mishnah Berurah does not discuss it. However, it's discussed at length in the Be'er Heitiv. He brings down Big Machlokes Achrayinim. The Shari Tshuva quotes it Bekitzer. And the Shal is, what's halacha l'maisa? So he quotes the Perech Mata Arin and the Marek Tzio and many other Achrayinim. They all go that coffee and tea, the Ikar Bracha is Shehakol. What's the reason why? Because we have the big Yisrael of that we just mentioned beforehand, of the Rush. The Rush in Tshuva says that the only time that you're Mevarech the bracha of the vegetable or of the fruit is only when you're also going to be eating the fruit. Your intention is also to eat the fruit or also to eat the vegetable. But mainly when it comes to coffee, when it comes to tea, your intention is not to eat the coffee bean, the black stuff, the coffee shachar, which is on the Turkish coffee. You're not eating that stuff. It's mud. No one's eating that. Or the tea leaves. No one's eating the tea leaves. Therefore, since that's the case, you do not have the klal of the rush, and therefore your intention is just for the water, that's not enough. You have to have intention also to eat the fruit. Therefore, the bracha is going to be shahakol. Says the Shvus Yaakov, excellent. The Panim Iris actually wrote a short shuv about it, where he says that the bracha is hadama l'chera. The Shvus Yaakov, which is also quoted over here by the Beritiv, wrote that the Panim Iris ishtamitze tshuvas harosh. He forgot the tshuvas harosh, that the rush wrote that you have to have an intention also to eat the fruit, and over here you don't have to eat the fruit. The Panim Iris in Chelik Bey, Simen Kuf Tzadi, he writes another tshuva at length, connected to Shuvah Shvus Yaakov. He quotes the Shuvah Shvus Yaakov, and he says, Lo yishtamiti the Shuvah Rush at all. He says, as a matter of fact, it's Mefurish Gemara that says, like I'm saying, Gemara which was just mentioned, and that is Sheves. Sheves, it says that if you cook Sheves, then you make a bracha on the water, Brei Pri Adama. The Gemara says, Lahedya, that after you cook it, that the sheves is a piece of eight. You can't eat it. So once you cook it, there's no way to eat it. And therefore, since there's no way to eat it, there's not a problem in the fact that you're not going to eat it. Since it's not a problem in the fact that you're not going to eat it, therefore, the bracha is going to be hadama on the liquid. Mele says the same thing over here, by tea leaves and by coffee. Since it's not the derech to eat it, therefore there's no chesaron. In other words, what's the yisayit? This is the yisayit that we have to take with us throughout all the halachas of Reish Beis, Reish Gimel, Reish Dalet, Reish Hei. The yisayit is as follows. We mentioned in the past, but it's important to mention it again. Borei pri ha'eitz. When we say that chazal were kevei a bracha of pri, it's whatever we define the pri to be. Whatever people define the pri to be. And it changes drastically from one fruit to the next. For example, if the derech is to eat the fruit raw and not to eat it cooked, then it's only a pri when it's raw, not when it's cooked. If the derech is to eat it when it's cooked, then it's only going to be a pri when it's cooked, not when it's raw. If the derech is to eat it when it's ground up, like ginger, then the brach is only after you grind it up. It's not a pri anymore, it's powder. It doesn't make a difference. That is what the pri is, because that's what it's intended for. If the derech is to eat it when it's mashed, then that's what the bracha is going to be. That's going to be a pri adama. If the derech is to cook it and to use the water, because that's the only way that you could access this fruit, then that's when it gets the bracha. The bracha is the tam in the water, because there is no other way to access this fruit. So the brei pri is misyaches to the tam of the pri when it's inside of the water. However, you're supposed to use the fruit, that's when you get the bracha of Brei Pri. Mamela, if the only way to use the fruit is by cooking the leaves or by cooking the coffee beans, then it gets the bracha after you cook it, even if at the end of the day you're not going to be able to use the coffee bean, you're not going to be able to use the leaves, the tea leaves. But that's the derech, how to use the fruit. Mamela, it's going to get the bracha afterwards, says the Panim Yiritz. Not only that, he says that Meir Alay Shamayim Varet, that I was in Ashkenaz, I was in Frankfurt, and I saw the Mahar Shashach, the Baal Kresi Shuis, who was drinking tea, and he made a bracha of Brei Pri Adama. V'nitzvakachti imoy, he says, I was mitzvakech, that it's connected to Minagarilum. V'u'amarli, shekol minig shli nisiyaset alpi chachomim, lei mishkachinam bei. He says, any minig which is not alpi chachomim, lei mishkachinam bei. Amemei le'nechanami. Mamela, in the Chanami, I know somebody that's also Talmud Chacham Echa, that he makes Adama on tea, and ha'etz on his coffee, and b'chulu. He doesn't tell anybody, he wants to get his kids into cheder. But that's, what's that? The sugar also? No, the sugar is machlak is mishenim already. So therefore it's not, because even according to Ram, lechatchila, the sugar is supposed to be shakal. Here we don't have anybody that we know, not that way. As a matter of fact, the Panim Yiritz goes through all the shittas of the Rishonim in our sugya to show how, according to everybody, the bracha is going to be Adama. According to the Rambam, according to the Rashba, where it's a derech, that you get the bracha, especially because you're asking for the water, according to the Rambam. Not only that, according to the Mordechai, when he says the Mordechai Rabbeinu Yena, that they say that when it turns into a food, they say that it's only if it's used for tibul, then you get the bracha. He says that's dafka, something which started off as a food, and now you're squeezing it. It's going to lose its shame food. If it, one second. Shevis is a different thing. One second. That's the story that we just said before. One second. According to Rabbeinu Yehuda, according to the Mordechai, they say that the only time that the juice gets the bracha of a hadama is when it still retains its status as a food. That means it's used for tibul. It's used for dipping inside. Then it doesn't lose its bracha. Says the Panim Yiritz, that stafka, something which started off as a food, then we need that it shouldn't lose its status as a food. But something which never started off as a food because it's not roi l'achila, then you don't have that klal. Zichr, the Mordechai wasn't talking about such a thing. You can't eat it. Therefore, it's going to get the Brei Pri Adama even if it's not used for tibul. And according to the Rush, the Rush says that you have to eat the food. That's not true. By Shevet, we see that that's not true. By Shevet, something which is not the derech, it's not that it's not true. It is true, but by something where it's not, you can't eat the food, then even the Rush is going to be masking that the bracha is going to be Adama. Lamaisa, the Panim Yiritz himself writes at the end of the tshuva. However, I'm noig Lamaisa to make a shahakal on it. He says that's the minig olam. The minig olam is to. He says the minig olam is to be medamet to shecher. That's what he says. To medamet to shecher. Befrat that Teisu says al shtim mevarach shahakal. And he merely says I'm also noig to minig olam and to make a shahakal. And that is puk chazim ayam debar. Certainly the bracha, the minig olam is to make both on coffee and on tea a shakal and not a hadama. On, it's interesting, the Beir Hitav, a bunch of the Elam asked me, he says that the Medina, you should be making hadama on coffee and tea. On coffee, you should make an eighth. Marvik Tzio has ma'ir that already. If you look at the Panim Yiritz is only talking about tea when he discusses, really. He mentions coffee a bunch of times. It's the Tshuva Be'etzem, Simsiachas to the tea leaves, which are hadama. But in Echonami, the coffee comes from a coffee bean which goes on the tree, that would be a Bepashtes, a ha'eitz. Lamaisa, I just want to be, maybe, the Elam asked me, what does it mean? The Medina yesh levarach Brei Pri Adama el shenogu levarach shahakol. Right? The minig is the Medina should be making Adama, but the minig is to make a shahakol. What does that mean? Kol minig sheloi nisyaset al pichachom le mishkechinim bei. Who says that it's a minig b'chlal? There's no klal. I can't give an exact klal for every single solitary time that we have a minig. There's a lot of different scenarios. Some minig tois b'chulu. However, maybe just to be give a little bit of tam to the minig. The halacha is that on Matzah Shabbos, by Havdalah, you're supposed to make a Brei Minei B'Samim. That means whether you use mint or whether you use an esrig, what doesn't make a difference what you're using. If it's Brei Atzei B'Samim, Brei Minei B'Samim, Hanoisin Reich Toi B'Peris, it doesn't make a difference what type of B'Samim you're using Matzah Shabbos. The din is you mevarach Brei Minei B'Samim. What's the reason why? It says Mishnah Berurah, it's been Reish Tzadi Zayin, that since it's a davar which is a chiv for everybody to make Havdalah, and Amir Atzim are not able to be mechalik between, you don't always know, is it Atzi, Isvei? You always have somebody there at the shul. Atzi, Isvei, Atzi, right? You have to know which one to tell you because you're not sure. Atzi, Isvei is a Ner Reich Teba Peris. When do you say it? When do you not say it? Mameila, just say the bracha klalis of Bari Mine B'Samim, which you Yotze on everything. because it's a davar hamasal rabim, and therefore you should do it. People aren't mechalik; they don't know when to be mechalik. Al derech zeh, I think you could say benegia to all drinks. All drinks, the mice, we have a taste that says ashtim avarach shakol. But l'chur, the nekuda is that it really depends on all different tanaim when you're going to make a shakol, when you're going to make a damah. Did you have kavana for the vegetables when you cooked it? Did you not have kavana? Did you have, is it a derech, is it not a derech? There's so many tanaim, even if we're going to find the fruit and the scenario that according to all the sheets is going to be a damah l'chur, it should work out according to everybody. Nevertheless, it's a damah which is masal rabim, all the drinking, and therefore they were just Kaveya to make a shahakol, the minigah olam is like to be mevarech the bracha klalis, similar to the berimim b'saman that we have when we get to Matzah Shabbos. And maybe we could be miyasim, we could be masmichel al divrei ha-tesis that said al ashtim mevarech shahakol. Even though the mashmoyis of tesis ashtikol is that he's going by only by lafuke from a chamesh mini dogon, that he has the din of a drink. The goin clearly not the way. The goin is matzayin it for all shtim. He says by a nigrain. The reason by a nigrain we make a bracha. On the reason by a nigrin we make a bracha of shahakol, when your intention is for that nigrin, I lachor it's meish lachris, it's making adama. He says since you made it for shtia, therefore the bracha shahakol. And he's mitzayin teisus naflamin ches. That says el shtim bracha shahakol. Mashma that the same meish lachris, if your intention is to make it for drinking, nevertheless the bracha is going to be the bracha is going to be shahakol and not anything else. The that's with coffee and tea. I wouldn't even think that you have to, if you had something which is, you had a fruit together with your coffee, I don't think that you have to make a bracha on the coffee first. What's the story with the water, the fruit infusers? The water that they have, these pitchers, that they have a little tube in the middle with holes inside, and you cut up fruits and you stick it inside the tube and it sits inside the water, and it infuses the water with a delicious taste of fruits. Question is, what bracha do we make on that? So it says over here, perish is sharen bishlam b'mayim. The derech is to be sure b'mayim. Then the halacha is, we have the machlekes between the Rashba and the Rosh. Now, like we mentioned beforehand, this is a big chiddush, because who told you b'chlal, who told you, Harav Beis Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, that Shriya has the same din as Bishl? Even though we paskin Kovash k'mevoshel, but l'chara, we know that zikr, if you cook something for 24 hours and you let it sit for 24 hours, kavash k'mevushel, you're not going to have anywhere near the same amount of taste. As a matter of fact, the Sharatim speaks that out. The Sharatim says that 24 hours is the very least of 24 hours. He says, however, yesh dvarim onurayim kamed dvarim nechbashim she'enim reisim tam gomer b'mayim yesh la'es. V'hem avadeh she'tar chesim yesh la'es. There's a lot of things. You take an apple and you stick it into water, an apple which is not peeled, and you stick it into water for 24 hours, and you taste the water afterwards, I would be very impressed if you could tell that there was anything sitting in the water for the last 24 hours. But it came out no taste whatsoever. Maybe if you peeled it beforehand, then you could tell a little bit. But l'chura, who told you that Kvisha has the same halacha as Benegea to as Bishul? It's not mentioned in the Rashba, but it's not mentioned in the Rosh. Nevertheless, that's the way that he names on halacha, and the Mishabur is not chorlik. The Achorinim weren't mechalik l'maisa, and that's how we go. According to that, l'chur, if you stuck in there some strawberries, you cut up some strawberries or cucumbers or whatever it is that you cut up and you stick it inside, then if it sat for if it didn't sit for 24 hours, nothing to talk about, you make a shakal. If it sat for 24 hours, then you could done, if it has a flavor. However, that's only by something which doesn't get ruined when it sits, soaks in water. Anything which gets ruined when it soaks in water, like he says, apples, or probably most of our fruits, are going to taste much worse after they soak in water for 24 hours, then it's not going to get the bracha. It can't be better than the fruit itself. And the fruit itself goes down to shakol, like the Bir Halacha says. If you stick apples inside, they get ruined by sitting inside for 24 hours. Then you only make a shakol on the water. So to this, you make a shakol, and that's the minigah olam. Maybe if you stick in berries, wild berries, if there's no problem with bugs, then you stick in your blueberries and your raspberries and other things. Maybe it doesn't ruin them. I'm not sure. Never tried it. But I would think that the standard case it would take a ruin it. Here also the minhag olam is by all these waters is to make a shahakol.
Is the ratio of water to fruit?
No, l'chari not. If there's no tam in a chanami, if there's no tam gomer, then that wouldn't be considered. That's kiyuv ba'alma. That's not considered a by accident. Somebody's grape fell into their pitcher of water and they sat there overnight. It's not gonna, or 24 hours. It's not gonna change it. That's nothing. Ain't a tam gomer, kaloshana sharatsim. That if you eat it also as well, no, the Sharatin says no. Sharatin says that no one's going to pay. Sifir Aleph. Mei Shriyat Timukim. This is raisin wine. This was common what they had. As a matter of fact, Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Reish Beis that he never had regular wine. The only wine that they had was raisin wine. And that they were never able to get regular wine. The halacha is, what's Shver? What Shver is, the suffix of the Mechaber, is that here we're stuck. Up until now we said just make a shakol and you're good to go. Because you get say lechatchila with a shakol and afterwards with a brain of fashis. However, if you soak grapes or raisins for that matter, then you have a shayla bracha rishayin as grape ragofen. You could be yates with a shakol. However, bracha achrayino, maybe you have to make alagofen. Or by te'enim, aleitz or priyates. So now our suffix that we have, the machlaikis between the Rashba and the Rosh, is not so simple. And if you had Rashba and the Rosh, we have machlaikis. Just get out of the shakal, make a shakal before, and the brain of fashes afterwards. Here, we don't have the liberty to do that. You can make a shakal beforehand, but afterwards, we're going to be stuck, because maybe it's a shalab rapier agafen, and then you cannot be yetze with the brain of fashes. Now, l'chur, it's a shtikl tumua. The Taz already asks that the Rashba is maskim, where it's the derech that gets the bracha of the fruit. Over here, it was certainly the derech to soak grapes. Many people, that was the only type of wine that they had. They would do that all the time. They would soak grapes, and that would be their raisin wine. That would be their Chur, the Rashba should be maskim in this case that it's a Brei Pragofen. Moshe Sod says maybe it was Lenatu Adaita Dachi. Yishlein, Chur, Kolkama, that was their own type of wine. That was common type of wine, Yishlein. But not only that, I saw the Nishma Sodom, he asked even a better question. He says, Mamanasha, he says, Fakir. According to the Rashba, it's a Derech to soak them. Mamela, according to the Rashba, it should be Brei Pragofen. According to the Rosh, it's not the Derech to eat the raisins. And we know that according to the Rosh, it only gets the bracha, the liquid only gets the bracha when you have intention to eat the fruit. Here it's not, you don't have intention to eat the fruit. So you're right, it's a machlekes, but you got the machlekes opposite. You said that according to the Rosh, the bracha should be a gofen, and according to the Rashba, it should be hakol. It's exactly fakert. According to the Rashba, the bracha should be a gofen because it's the derech to soak them. And according to the Rosh, it's not the derech to eat the grapes, therefore it's the bracha should be shakol. Not exactly clear. Either way, lemaisa, the Mechaber names on that it is a machlekes. It'll be a machlekes either like that, or like the Mechaber's machlekes. Ledina, he says the best thing to do is to eat a techasuda. Eat a techasuda. That way you get pater with the bracha achreino. The bracha rishayno, he says, the Bir Alecha mentions that everybody says you're going to have to make a bracha rishayno during the suda. It's like eating a fruit in the middle of the suda. And therefore you have to make a, he says, it's not really a fruit, it has the din of a fruit, therefore you make a shahakol like you would make a bracha on a fruit. L'mayis of the Minig Erlem, we'll see Mirat Hashem when we get up to the Halachis, that we do not make any brachas on any drinks in the middle of the Suda, except for wine if you didn't make it at the beginning. But any other drink, we do not make a bracha in the middle of the Suda, not on your schnapps, certainly, and not on your fruit juice, freshly squeezed orange juice, and not on your soda, and not on anything else. That's the... What's that?
It's liqueur, chocolate liqueur.
Also that, the Minig Erlem is not doing. We could taino, there's Clara's benegate schnapps after the suda and a coffee maybe. We could taino. Yesh line, we'll have to see, but certainly the minig is not to make not what? The Aruch HaShulchan uses wine for Kiddush. As a matter of fact, the Aruch HaShulchan was very upset about the fact because he says that the only time that has a din wine is like we'll see in Siman Reish Daled is if you put in three, we saw it, it's brought down in the Nesek Kanes, if you put in three cups of water and out come four cups of wine. In other words, it extracts the liquids inside of the raisins to the extent that you have a quarter is what was extracted. And he says, "Mi'olam yitzim mitzar," that our raisin wine is not that way. And nevertheless, this is what we use because this is all that we have. And he goes to be matar to maybe paskin tam keker daraisa, and therefore we paskin like the Rambam. He has a whole shekel teretz to be matar. It's why you're allowed to make a brief pirgofen on it, even though that's not the case. But he says, "Mi'olam mitzar," that's all that they have. The lamaisa. Kiddush also, your bracha chayin on the Kiddush is patterned up with the benching. The lemaisa says the mechaber, you could have a techasudo, or you could take something which is a brei pri agafen, and take something which is a shahakol, and make a brain of fashis, and make a alagafen afterwards. If you don't have such ability, then the Mishnah Berurah says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, just make a brain of fashis. Mishnah Berurah says something interesting, he says, take something else, which is, you have to make a bracha chorina, l'chor, even a piece of cake, then you make a bracha chaynon, and add into your bracha a ala safik, add in ala gefen or pri gefen, or ala eitz or pri eitz, depending on if it was ta'inim, if it was raisins. Because even though lechatchila you shouldn't do it, where you're stuck, and meila you're able to do it ala safik, you're able to add in to your bracha. Which is a good thing to bear in mind. It's going to come up, Mirtz Hashem. It comes up a lot of times. Anytime that a person has a suffix, whether or not he had a shear of wine. He was by a kiddush and they gave him a shot of wine. The question is how much did he have? He doesn't know if he has a shear or not. And he had cake. Can he add in the ala gefen, valpriya gefen, ala suffix? We'll have to see. That's the end of Simon Reish Ches, the last sif. The last interesting nikud over here is that there's a difference. It says whether or not you were moshach the liquid from the raisins or not. If you took out the liquid from the raisins, then the bracha, according to everybody, is Rapriya Gafin. However, if the water is still sitting in the raisins, then it's considered the rate of the raisins. Then, according to the Rush, the way that according to the Rajba, the way that the Mechaber learns, it's going to be Shahakol, and according to the Rush, it'll still be Gafin. It's interesting. We have the same liquid. If it's sitting together with the raisins, then it has one bracha. So Shahakol. You pour it into a cup, all of a sudden it turns into Rapriya Gafin. Haladavar, abracadabra. You stick it in, and something else. You created something new. Ulai yesh smach. According to this, it's like it doesn't have a shame wine. L'chora the nikud is because it doesn't have the chashivas of wine when it's mixed together. It has a din of rate of peris. When you put it into a cup, then and now it has the chashivas of wine. But we see that the fact that similar to the case that the Vazeis HaBracha says we mentioned in the past, if you have cereal and you have milk left over in your cereal afterwards, the halacha is that it's tafel, and therefore you make a shahakol, you make a mezainus on the cereal, and even if you're left over. You had fruity pebbles, and your water is delicious afterwards, and your milk is delicious afterwards. You don't make any bracha on it; it's tuffle to the fruity pebbles, and you make a shahak, and you don't make any bracha. If you go ahead and you take that milk and you pour it into a cup, so there's a bracha. In that case, it's going to be a shahakol. That's like an achshavei. You turned it into a liquid now. You turned it into a drink now. Similarly, even though it's together, it's even more because it's by itself in the bowl, and it's going to be. It's not even together with the cereal anymore. It's by itself in the bowl. It's as then a tuffle. It doesn't get a bracha. You pour it into the cup, and in the chanami, it's going to get a bracha. Yeah, it's also that's considered tough. Then you can clarify if you put in more milk beforehand, so when it was more yesh la'ayin, whether or not. But that's really going to get the ikar v'tafel, and we're going to wait for the siman of ikar v'tafel be'ezor Hashem to learn those halachas. One big nakuda to mention over here is what the Bir Halacha mentions, Ke'achar Yad. I don't think it's mentioned anywhere else. And that is, if a person has to make an alamichi in a brain of fashis, which is very, very common. A person has two brachas. Standard, person has noodles and he had a drink. Whatever it is, the standard lunch, breakfast, lunch. He had a coffee and he left over at the end enough to drink quickly, like Mishnah Berurah says. And he had crackers or you had your cookies, whatever you had. Anytime you have to make an alamichi in a brain of fashis, which one comes first? So brain of fashis besom is a bracha kerelelis l'chareg. It's kerel everything. It doesn't work for everything, but it includes everything. Maybe it's more chashav. Alamichya mitzad acher is a bracha which is according to many it's deraisa. It's a shalav deraisa. L'maisa the Mishnah the Bir Halacha says from the Prima Gadim that a person should make the alamichya first before the brain of fashis. You make if you have to make both of them, you make the alamichya and gimel because it's chashav. He says l'chareg because it's a shalav deraisa. According to many, and therefore. That comes first before your brain of fashion. Sif Yud Beis. Kol ha-perish ha-tevim chayim v'shalom k'yayin t'apuchim v'agasim yin chayim yin v'shalom v'rach b'ri p'eit. V'im ein derech lo'echlom chayim v'shalom v'echlom k'shu chayim v'rach sh'akol k'shim v'shalom b'ri p'eit. Anything that the derech is to eat it chayim v'shal, then the brach is ha-eit both before the bishal and afterwards. However, if the derech is only to eat it after bishal, then it only gets the eit after the bishal. The only thing that I know that's the derech, the only fruit that I can think of offhand that the derech is to cook it is a chavush that most people don't even eat it. I think only in Rosh Hashanah when they need to make a shechiyanu, that's the only thing in the fruit store. Then they have a chavush. That's right, maybe most of them are generally candied and they're not even cooked. Lav dafka are they cooked? But generally, other than that, I don't really know that the derech is of a fruit that grows on a tree. The derech is certainly by vegetables is the case, but with fruits, the only thing that I know of is a chavush. Now, fruits with that are. Where is this nageh, however? It is nageh to other things. Things that it's not lav dafka by cooking. Anything that the derech is to do something at first, if the derech is to pickle it first, then also if you eat it raw, it's also not going to be ha'eitz. For example, olives. Olives are all pickled. You cannot eat a raw olive. You definitely don't want to try. But if you did try, then l'chura, I don't even know if it's considered roel achila, but l'chura, if there's any bracha, it would be a shahakol. If you softened it, you could soften it, that you could eat it. The bracha would be a shahakol, it would not be a ha'etz. Also, things that the derech is to roast them, if you ate them raw, l'chura, before roasting them, then l'chura also bracha would be a shahakol. I'm not sure I wanted to go today to see if you could buy peanuts that are not roasted. I don't know how, I think you could, but I don't know how good they taste. If the derech is to eat them only, if the derech ha'ilam is to eat them only after they're roasted, then l'chur you'd make a shahakol beforehand on them. What's the story with fruits that the derech took, that they're good raw and cooked? I don't know really too much. I'll tell you the truth, I don't know any fruit that's really good. If you cook it just in water, which is the gauge, I don't know any fruit that's really just as good after you cook it than before you cook it. So most of them get, if they're cooked just with water, if they're cooked, you have, without any sugar added, I just tried it now with the apples. They tasted somewhere in between rubber and plastic after half an hour of cooking in water. Maybe peaches, something. Ishlein. Also, there it's, they cook it, they add syrup and other things, sugar. But most of them don't taste that good. Maybe berries, there's certain berries that are like that, that if you cook them even in just water, the gauge is just water. And there in Hanami, doesn't taste better usually afterwards. What's the story with a lemon? My son came home this past week and he tells me, oh, I just had a lemon today, ate a lemon. I wasn't going to ask him what bracha he made on it. But what bracha do you make on a lemon? It's not the derech to eat a lemon raw, but it's also not the derech to eat it after it's cooked. Most people don't eat lemons straight. Most lemons are used for squeezing. So there are ones that are sweeter and less sweet. Limes are sweeter, and those that they say in Echaim you make a eton. However, regular lemon, it sounds like from the Paiskim, Paiskim's Manin has discussed it, since it's derech, generally it's not eaten, then it would be a shahakol if you would eat the lemon or you drink the lemon juice straight. Well, some people could drink a little bit of lemon juice, and it's healthy a little bit to drink. You're not downing it like at Revias, in Techidei Yishtias Revias. It's not the normal derech, and therefore the bracha, bepashtas on a lemon, and a lemon juice is shahakol. That's what the Shari Bracha said, it was a Bracha. Baked apples. Sif Yud Gimel. We'll get to that in a second. The halacha is Egoiz Gamar Metuga Midvash Nikin Riadnu Mevarach Alav Brei Pei Eitz. Something which is a proper nut, even if it's cooked in honey, and the honey could be even rave, nevertheless the honey is coming to enhance the nut, and the Bracha is Ha'itz. Now, what's the story with cooked apples? Cooked apples. So like we mentioned beforehand, the apples themselves don't taste so great. But the minhag olam is that when they make applesauce, they cook their apples and they blend it up, or they don't blend it up, they mash it up, then the olam makes the eitz on the applesauce because there's pieces of apples. The question is, the apples, the chur, don't taste good afterwards. So most people add in a little bit of sugar. And since they add in a little sugar, so then it tastes better, it makes them taste better. There, maybe you could say it's like this case of the dvash, that you're adding a little bit of sugar and it's helping it taste better, and therefore, it should get the bracha of the eighth. It's not clear because, if the apples themselves in the water without any sugar, don't taste better. With a little bit of sugar, it does taste better. Not exactly clear. But the Mishnah Berurah says, he says, the derech of, if you have any type of fruit, which the derech is to eat it when it's raw. If you would have cooked it in water by itself, then return it to shakol. Possibly like our apples. However, if you metage them in shemer dvash, or lechur, if you add in sugar water, then lechur also, it's coming to enhance the actual fruit, then it gets its proper bracha, and it's ha'etz. In other words, the only time that we said that if you cook it in water, it loses its bracha is if then you're cooking in water and it's not being enhanced by something else. But if you're enhanced by something else, and your intention was to enhance it with something else, not like when you cook garlic together with meat, that your intention is the garlic should enhance the meat. If you cook garlic in water with sugar, and your intention is that the sugar should enhance the garlic, then you make a hadama on the garlic. So too over here, you make a ha'etz on the apples.
Why is cooking apples not considered the derech? I mean, the Mishmur says the derech of lechol chayim, cooking apples is a very valid method of using apples.
It is definitely a valid method. The question is, do people use apples that are cooked just in water by itself? Most people, when they're cooking apples, it's together with something else which makes it better. And therefore, maybe it wouldn't be considered good by itself. However, if it's with the intention of making the apple better, then it's fine.
Right, but once the derech, you don't need to come on to the kiddush of the shabura of mitagim b'shem and udvash, because then adding in the sugar becomes part of that derech. Once you make it the derech for the apple, you don't have to come on to the second part anymore. Maybe the shabura can be talking about a random fruit that has nothing doing than just your weird guy doing it.
The question is, what's considered the derech? The derech is only to cook it together with something else, but cook it in and of itself by itself, it's takanat the derech. Then maybe when you cook it by itself,
that's
and
like, that's like the egos that he doesn't
cook. Oh, that's what he's saying. In a case where the derech is to cook it together with something else, then l'chur, we have that din of the egos metugim midvash. Certainly in the case of baked apples, or fried honey or something like that, certainly the bracha is going to get the bracha ruilam, is going to be a ha'itz. The last halacha here, egez rach shemavash medvash shekern loy nus mishkada mevarach alav shakol. If you use these nuts that are not roi l'achila by themselves, and al yedei the dvash they become roi l'achila, then the halacha is that it still is a shakol. It's Mishnah Berurah says, "Leinati lua adaita lemeichol k'shem rak and bikli posan." The derech is not to eat them like this. Therefore, it's considered leinati lua adaita d'achi. And once it's leinati lua adaita d'achi, it doesn't help the fact that you're going to add honey. Now, it's not going to change the bracha. The Olam asks, "What's the bracha on chocolate-covered coffee beans? Chocolate-covered coffee beans. They sell them in the store here. Now, generally, I would say the pashtus is your intention is." When you have a chocolate-covered coffee bean, that the coffee should enhance the chocolate, and therefore it's just a shakel. That's the chur of the pashtus. As a matter of fact, the coffee bean doesn't taste that great by itself. It's extremely hard and hard in the teeth. And however, somebody that wants to have it instead of a coffee, and his intention is dafka for the coffee beans, then what bracha do you make in such a case? Now, the coffee bean in and of itself is really not roi l'achila. Though I do know somebody that asked me that also. He likes snacking on roasted coffee beans. He wants to know what bracha to make on them. The pashtus says they're not ready as they are. It's a shakel. They're not intended to be used like that. It would be a shakel. But over here, you now made it roi l'achila, i.e. the chocolate. You made it roi l'achila. You took this coffee bean, and you made it roi l'achila, i.e. the chocolate. Now, it's different than this nut, because the nut is leinatu adaita d'achi. And you can't say that about a coffee bean, because the coffee bean is the fruit itself, and by the fruit itself, you don't say that they're not loyadaita d'achi. However, Lamaisa, I don't think that you actually changed the coffee bean. When you added a little bit of chocolate on the top, you didn't change the coffee bean. You didn't cook it. You didn't fry it. Nothing changed, but you didn't roast it. Therefore, the coffee bean still retains its bracha of shahakol, and on chocolate-covered coffee beans, regardless of what your intention is, you should lechur make a shahakol. Why is it different than cinnamon and sugar? Because there it's the derech to eat it like that. Here it's not the derech to eat it like this. And you didn't make it more edible, all you did the fact that you put the chocolate on the top. You made it edible, but it's still the actual bean itself. You didn't do anything to the bean itself. It's not like that case where you ground it up, and b'etzim you changed it and made it that if you mix it together with something else, you could. It's not meant to be used like this. This is not the way to be. There it's meant to be used like that. Here it's not meant to be used like this. It's not so pashut. In that case, many people say that is my name when you grind it up, that nobody would eat it like that. And the bracha should be shakal as well. That is Simen Reish Beis. Simen Reish Hei, as quick as possible. It's much shorter than Reish Beis. Ali Rakes Mevarach Berachas Yerakes. Ali Rakes Mevarach Bei Pri Adama Filu Bishlam Mechain Kol Peretz Vekiniyah Shetevim Chaim Rishalim Berach Aleim Lachar Bishlam Kibrachas Merilam Koidim Bishul. Anything which it's the derech to eat raw and cooked, then you make the bracha of adam before and then afterwards. Something which is only the derech to eat cooked, it only gets the adam after it's cooked. Something which only the derech to eat raw gets the bracha only when it's raw. What's the story with cabbage? Mishnah Berurah talks about it. Mashakurin kreit, which is cabbage, he says, dafka, if you pickled it, then it gets its adam. But if you eat it raw by itself, then it's not going to be hadama. It's going to be shakal. Now, bizmanenu, things have changed. Betim, that's the kruv. That's the kruv that the Gemara talks about. That it's only good after it's cooked or it's pickled. However, if it's raw, according to the Gemara, you make a shakal. Bizmanenu, the kruv is able to be eaten raw. However, yeshlein, maybe people only eat it in a salad. I actually asked, like Mr. Brewer says, when he gets to lettuce. He says, lettuce, if you mix it together with vinegar and oil, then you make hadama even if it's raw. It's mashma that the derech wasn't to eat the salad leaves, the lettuce leaves by themselves, only in a salad. If you need it by itself, yesh lain what bracha to make on it. However, lemaisa bizmanenu, as the Berkowitz mentioned to me, the derech is to eat lettuce raw, and therefore certainly the bracha is going to be hadama. With regard to the cabbage, it was misafik whether or not people eat cabbage just straight, not in a salad. However, I saw in the bracha Sharia bracha, he wanted to name on that cabbage bizmanenu is certainly edible, and it's a derech to eat it even when it's raw, even though big pieces of cabbage sometimes could be sharp. But however, certainly the cut up cabbage, let many people snack on it. It could be eaten raw, even not mixed together with something in a salad with oil or vinegar, and therefore the bracha would be adama. The Mishnah Berurah quotes. He says, Vim ochal ashlatin im basar, nasa tafel basar. If you made halapchas and you wrapped up your meat together with a piece of a leaf, a kruv, something, some sort of leaf, either a grape leaf, like some people do, or cabbage, or lettuce, then it's tafel to the meat and you make just a brach on the meat. Now, what's the story with, just because yeshiva serves this, and then there's always hak about it, with, stuffed peppers. Stuffed peppers. So every time yeshiva serves stuffed peppers, they put up a little note that says that the meat is the rive and the rice inside is the meat. Now, if you would cut it open, you wouldn't be able to tell. It looks about 50-50. But that's what they write, and therefore, it's good to know. Now, the question is, okay, I would say that even if it would be 50-50, still the ikur would be the meat, the chayav. Rice is not a kol sheyesh boy. Mele should be a shakal. The question is, do you make a bracha on the pepper? Or is the pepper tafel? Is it just to hold the meat? Or no, pepper is gezunt. It's thick. It's much thicker than a piece of cabbage or something like that. And therefore it gets the bracha. So the Shari bracha says that some people taka say, maybe you should make two brachas. He says, however, harbi paiskim named on, that the ikur is always the what it's filled with. And therefore, if the rive is rice, you make a bezernis. The rive is meat, you make a shakol. And he says, not only that, if you separate the pepper from the, and you eat them separately, he says, Pashas, you would only make a shahakal on the pepper. Because the pepper itself, if you cook it by itself, it would get worse. If you cook it in water by itself, it only maybe gets geshmaka taste from the meat. But lav dafka is at the time, that's like Taisa talks about, that you stuck it inside, the ikar is for the, to give, it's for the meat, to hold the meat. It's not really to get the taste of the meat. And therefore he's matzadeh that if you'd eat it by itself, you'd make a shahakal. The best thing to do is to eat it all together, and then it will be potter out the din of tafel to the meat. What's the story with onions and garlic? So the Gemara says, when you get to garlic, it's a pretty clear halacha, very easy, straightforward. The Gemara is before the Gemara that says that garlic is a hadama beforehand and a shahakal afterwards. Problem is that the Rif says, according to Rabbeinu Yerino, I'm sorry, according to the Torah, the opposite, that it's a shahakal beforehand and a hadama afterwards. And Rabbeinu Yerina says that it's Adama before and then Adama afterwards. So it's pretty clear, straightforward what the bracha is. Therefore, Lalach HaMais Ripasim, like the Bach says, that it's the Shahakal before and then a Shahakal afterwards. Not like the Gemara, not like the Rif, not like Rabbeinu Yerina, not like the Torah. L'chor, the Pashas is because it's a Suffolk, and therefore, since it's a Suffolk, therefore you make the bracha. However, from the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like that anytime that it's not the Derech to eat it, it's really telling the Metzius. That's what it says, like the Taz says, it depends if they're rakim or they're zikinu, if they're old, if they're sharp, if they're not sharp. It all depends on what the derech has to eat it. And Mamela, the Mishnah Berurah, seems to say that at the end of the day, whether it's cooked, whether it's raw, the brach is going to be shahakol, because it's not the derech to eat them by themselves. And Ramesha names on that way as well. Ramesha and Shuvah Chelek Alav Simin Samach Dalet, he names on also that whether they're raw, whether they're cooked, the bracha shahakol. Most people do not take an onion and bite into it like an apple. It could be that you'll slice it up and put it into a salad, and then you'll nibble on one of the pieces, or you slice it up to put it into your burger and you take a piece by itself. That's not the derech to eat it like a regular fruit, a vegetable, and therefore it's a shahakol beforehand, and the same thing is afterwards, it's a shahakol. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, in a case where you fry it for the purpose, you fry it in oil, you saute your onions in oil, then in that case, the oil is coming to enhance the onion, then certainly, or in butter, you saute it in butter, then certainly you make a hadama on those onions. Therefore, it's a l'chera, a davar pashut, though I did see other people that say not this way. I'm not sure why. But it's a l'chera, a davar pashut, that's a standard onion soup, which is generally cut up onions and you saute them in oil, and then you add the water and you cook it all up. It's l'chera, a davar pashut, that the bracha is hadama. Because the intention is for the onions and for the water, then even if you at the end of the day go ahead and just drink the water, it's also going to be hadama. Because you enhance the onions and you turn them to hadama, i.e. sauteing them in oil. And then, once you cook them in water, and your intention is also for the water and also for the onion, then the halacha is that the onion soup gets the same bracha, and it's adama. You make adama on the onions, and it pops as the water as well. Now, if you're planning on throwing out all the onions, then in a chanami, then maybe the water is going to turn into a shahakol, because you're not planning on eating the onions. However, if the standard onion soup, which is, that's how they serve it, is with the onions, then even if your wife decides to take the onions, and you decide to take the water, still, you're going to make a hadama on the water of the onion soup because that's your it was cooked with intention of eating also the onions and also the water. Now, what's the story? Even if you put in cheese, you should make a shakal on something else. Your cheese is going to be tough to the soup. It's not. Some people's cheese is not. I know that you put the whole thing of cheese on top and you crunch it. And then in a chalami, you make a shakal and then a hadama on the soup. It's hard to say. I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. It depends how you make your soup. Generally, the soup, the cheese that's added in and sprinkled in is tuffle to the soup, and you would not make a bracha on it. If you wanted, you could before sprinkling it in, then you could make a shakal. That's with regard to that. What's the story with the onion which is in the chicken soup? Onion which is put into the chicken soup. So, what bracha does that get? So we saw in Tesis that even though it tastes better after you put it into the meat, that's only because of the meat, therefore it gets a bracha of shakal, because in and of itself is taka not better. However, the Mishnah Brura says, so I heard from a Berkowitz, he used to wanted to say that by an onion in the chicken soup, in a chanami, the bracha is going to be shakal because it's tuffle to the chicken soup. Tuffle to the chicken soup, and therefore it doesn't get a bracha. It really, Bapashis, it depends on what you did. If you took a whole onion, you stuck it into your chicken soup, and you sliced it into half and you give one person half another, I know some people in my family take the whole onion and you eat the whole onion by itself. It's certainly not tuffle in that case. He was talking about we have little pieces. But if you have an entire onion, it's certainly not tuffle. The reason why you put in the onion, according to everybody that I asked, basically, is both of the reasons. It also adds flavor to the chicken soup, and it also, the chicken soup gives it a good flavor. In that case, it's Mepurish in the Mishnah Berurah L'Chareil. Kasur ba'achreinim, dimayim mevashi rokeis im basar. Shekavanosei vade lechol gami yirokeis atzman, mevade tzorch levarach lem brepi adama. Afilum teva oitzen yirokeis ishtanis legreis, tokish mevashim li basar. He says, even if you cooked them by themselves, they would get worse. But if you're cooking together with meat, and your intention is also for the meat and also for the vegetable, like pepper steak maybe, also the bracha would get, your intention is also to enhance the meat, also to enhance the pepper, also to enhance the chicken soup, also to enhance the onion, then the bracha of the vegetable is also a hadama in such a case. Then you would also make hadama. The same thing with the challenge that you add into the challenge, also for the both dual purpose. You would also make a hadama in such a case. Garlic is shakal because your intention by the garlic is not for the purpose of the garlic is enhancing something else. You're not trying to enhance the garlic. But if you're trying to enhance the garlic as well, then in a chanami gets the bracha. Sif beis. We have the machlekes between Alamayim Shabishlim Yerokes, Mevarach HaBracha Atzma, Shmevarach Al Yerokes. Atzma, Al Pishim Him Al Atama Yerek, Fanamim Shabishlim Lai Basar, Al Bishlim Im Basar, Mevarach Alav Shakol. This is the halacha of Machlekes between the Rashba and the Rosh. Sorry, this is the Inner Meish Lokes, that is Mefurish in the Gemara, that Meish Lokes gets the Brach of the Shlokes of Adama. When is it Negea? When do we say this Klal, that the soup gets the Bracha of the vegetables? There's a bunch of Tanayim. Bear them all in mind. The standard vegetable soup has them all. But you have to have all the tanaim. The first tanai is that you have to have cooked the soup with the intention of also eating the vegetables. You have to cook the soup vegetables also with the intention of drinking the water. You have to have cooked the soup in water that didn't have another tam beforehand. If it had a tam of chicken soup beforehand, then in a chanami, it's not going to get its own bracha. If you cook it together with meat as well, also the meat is going to be the ikker, and it's going to be kaveya, the bracha of the fruit. Therefore, by the standard of the soup, by the standard vegetable soup, pashtus, the ones that they serve in yeshiva, they dice up 1,000 vegetables, and they cut and they cook it up in water, and there's no meat inside, and you just take a spoonful, a ladleful of clear soup, and you drink it, the bracha is brei pri adam. There are those that say the Zaita Bracha wants to be choshesh. Maybe the Rush says in Tshuva that that if it's tzolom, the sheicher which is tzolom, and the das was not for the certain, then the bracha is shakol. So if it's tzolom, maybe it's not going to get the bracha. I don't know. Berkowitz was not choshesh for that at all. I think that's the pashtus. None of that. If the Rush is mechadesh, this is really the pella. I don't know why no one mentions this. The Rush is mechadesh that if it's the derech to cook the vegetables, then even if you did it for a chayla and your intention is not to eat those vegetables. In this case, since the derech of the kol ha'olam is to eat the vegetables, even if you made this specific soup not to eat the vegetables, nevertheless, on the soup you're going to make a hadamah. Therefore, the standard vegetable soup, if you take a ladle, standard vegetable soup, and you eat it, and it's clear, you strained it in a strainer with 70 holes in every centimeter, like the Badat says with your flour. And there's not a single ounce, a little bit of potatoes, of any. Nevertheless, you're going to make a hadamah on that soup. Now, if you made the soup with a little bit of soup mix beforehand, so you already gave flavor to the water, then in such a case, it now has a shahakol flavor beforehand because you added in all these spices. Then l'chorra already had a flavor before you added in the vegetables, then it's not going to change to adama beforehand. It's not going to change to adama. In such a case. That's how I saw that in the sugya, the Mereshus Moshe wanted to tell me. I thought of that. I saw it in the sugya in one of the svarim. I saw the other team says that l'maisa. However, if you added in, if you cooked the vegetables and you added in the soup mix afterwards, then it's going to be already got its adama beforehand. Now, what's the story with chicken soup? Chicken soup, sometimes chicken soup has chicken. Not always. Clear chicken soup they sell. Sometimes chicken soup has chicken, sometimes it has vegetables, sometimes it has knedlach, sometimes it has lokshin, and sometimes they're all four, or two, or three. Now, what bracha do you make on all these things together? So, l'chura, the Mishnah Berurah says that even if you have chicken there, then the ikar of the soup is going to be a shahakol. You're going to make a bracha on the chicken, it's going to patter up the soup, and the vegetables are not tuffled to the meat, you may make a bracha on the vegetables as well. Generally, I heard from Berkowitz, knedlach are also not definitive in the soup to make your soup a knedl soup. Generally, a knedl is added as an extra, it's a nice extra to your chicken soup. But it's not a kol sheyesh boy. It's not knedl soup here. You have soup, which is a clear ikar, and you added in something, a knedl, also something. Now, if it's small vegetables, a lot of the price, you heard this from Berkowitz as well, they're going to be tuffled to the chicken soup. And you make a shakal in the chicken soup, and the vegetables are patered. However, very many people, they have big vegetables. They cut up huge vegetables into the chicken soup. It's a different item, and then it's not really a mixture. You eat the vegetable, and you eat the soup. It's not two different things. It's two different things. And therefore, in such a case, l'chur, you would make three different brachas, bepashtas. You make a mezainas on your knedel, and you make a domo on your vegetables, and you make a shahakol on your soup or on your chicken, whichever one is that on. If it's... And your croutons, once you made it on your knedlach, then it's okay. Then it depends on if it's soup from Friday night or for leftovers that you put in a ton of knedlach as damage control. It really depends on how many you put inside. The standard crouton is only coming to enhance. There's no kol sheyesh boy in the standard crouton. It's coming to enhance the chicken soup, and therefore the best thing to do is to make a mezainis on the crouton before you put it into the soup. If you didn't, certainly you cannot potter up your soup with just a bracha on the croutons, unless your mom is putting a ton of croutons and you're eating every spoonful of soup with a bunch of croutons because that's how you like it, then in a chanami. Then it's just a mezainis, you don't have to make a bracha on the soup. Sif Gimel, the halacha is, im sachtan, einoi, mevarach, aleisim, mashkin, ela shahakol. If you squeeze vegetables, then, this is a machlekes between the Rashba and the Rush, even if it's the derech to be seichatem, I'm not sure that we have any vegetable that the derech is to be seichatem, maybe carrots a little bit, but, nevertheless, even if it's a derech to be seichedit, the bracha is, the mechaber says the bracha is hadama, is shakol. Now it's interesting, the Rabbeinu Yechiel, the Torah brings down from Rabbeinu Yechiel, his brother, that you should make a hadama on mitzirachis. And he asks, why is it any different than May Paris? Now Aruch HaShulchan says, I'll tell you what the difference is. There's a big difference. Interestingly enough, like we said last week, when he spoke about fruit, when you squeeze the fruit, the time that comes out is not the time of the fruit. When you cook it, it is. However, when it comes to vegetables, says the Aruch HaShulchan, when you squeeze the vegetable, it tastes exactly like the vegetable. You squeeze a carrot, what does it taste like? A carrot. It's exactly what it tastes like. It's the time of the carrot, and therefore, b'etzem, you should make adama. However, halacha l'maaseh, says the Aruch HaShulchan, we go to Shulchan Aruch, and on carrot juice, we're going to make a shahakol. Sif Dalet discusses, chotchen l'chatichas ketanes l'nishtanes b'chosem mipneikach, if even you cut up a vegetable into tiny little pieces, that's perminu prima zuta. The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Tes, it still retains its bracha. Now, why? Because you only did it le'amtuke. It makes it a little sweeter. It takes out of the charifas. Says the Nesivus in his Haggadah, Maisa Nisim, since that's the case, then it makes it sweeter. Therefore, if you take your crane and you grate it up, then you're not going to be Yaseh the mitzvah of Marah, because you were mematik it. And therefore, you can't be Yaseh Marah. You need Bin and Tam Marah, Velekel. And you were mematik it all day grating. Now, as my Chavruta told me this morning, brought it on in conjunction with this, but he says he actually knows somebody that went to the hospital because he didn't grate his Marah. Now, it's very difficult not to grate Marah. It's a Pepash, that's a big sakana to do that. Some people have the Yichayos to do that. The Nachlas David, and this is how the Maisa the Pesukim go, the Nachlas David, in the Sugya, he quotes this Nesivus and his Chilik, and he says that's not the Chiddush or Permitted Zuto. He says the Chiddush, I would have thought that the Bracha is Shahakol because it lost its Torah of the vegetable, not because it lost its taste. And the Gemara's Mechadish, no, it's not considered that it lost its Torah, that's the Derech, just you cut it up small because of the Tuki. But not that it loses its taste, and in the Hanami, it still has the Torah, it's not a problem to grate it up. Grate it up, stick it into the freezer, still retain some of its sharpness, and it's still going to be the same Adamo. That's when we don't make a bracha on Ipaklal. We're yaitzer with the bracha that we make on Karpas. But Din Mor, he was signing out that way. Lamaisa Mishabura says over here, Shumshimin, or Sumsimin in modern day Hebrew. If you take sesame seeds and you grind it up into tchino, then the halacha is it's a shakol, because it's not nicker. But that's the even oizer. The afilu tichinu mevarach bepi adam im loyshasam yin mashkin does berchas shakol v'hu b'sharet shuva. The even oizer says that you make a hadam on it. V'chein hevi b'sharet shuva. Sort of sounds like that's how the Mishnah Berurah is going lemaisa. Then on tchino you should make a shakol. You should make hadama. Now lemaisa, it's a machlokes apayskim, and the minhag ha'olam is, Ramesha says that the best thing to do is to eat a teichasudo. Now, generally, you don't get into this question because tchina is generally used as a tafel. However, you're not drinking, eating it straight. However, if you eat it straight, then you should make a shahakol since it's a safek brachas lamaisa, that's where the place can go. And halava for sure, halava. You should also, there they add bichlal, they add sugar, and they add other things, and panam chadash as well, it's not just ground up. Therefore, also the meaning is to make a shahakol. And the final halacha of Simon Reish Hei is if the sesame are still whole and they're stuck together like the honey stuff that gets stuck in your teeth, then you make a hadama. Halef es kshuchai mevar chalav shahakol, lefes, if it's raw, then you make a shakal. If it's cooked or pickled, then you make adama. The Mishnah brings down lefes umashanu karin myrin viribin, which is also carrots and lefes gezer. And he says, vayim ragan avam shepakim v'yedin zeh, vayim b'torish mei v'gamken sheish gerinim shesevim l'vor chalchai b'repi adama. What do we do when you get the carrots? And at the end of the day, it's telling what the menig is. Ramesh and Tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simin Samach Dalet says that the Simin Samach Vav says that in Arab Medina and also in Russia, where I came from, the derech was to eat carrots raw and cooked. And that is certainly the minig ha'olam, is to make a hadama on carrots, whether or not they are cooked or whether or not they are raw.